Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new Smart Firefighting miniseries created during the Phase 5 of the First Challenge, hosted at the Miskatonic Urban Training Center. The First Challenge focus is to produce marketable prototypes that demonstrate indoor localization tracking of first responders within 1 meter accuracy without any pre-deployed infrastructure. Many of you heard stories from Phase 4, and here in Phase 5, the challenges were increased by including multiple responders, longer durations, and longer distances. In these conversations, you will hear from many of the entrepreneurs, first responders, and team members involved that address these challenges and opportunities of X, Y, and Z axis tracking from multiple perspectives around scalability, usability, affordability, and more. This challenge is administered by the Indiana University Crisis Technology Innovation Lab and funded by the NIST Public Safety Communication Research PSCR Division. Also, consider putting the NIST 5x5 conference on your calendar, located in Chicago, June 25th to 27th, 2024. Enjoy this deep dive into first responder tracking technology, and please reach out with your thoughts. We are standing outside the hospital here in Miskatonic alongside the Business Crescendo and SysNav team. We got Michael, Pierre, Jock, Jonathan. How are you all doing today?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. I mean, we're super excited to be here and part of this Phase 5. We've worked very hard, but it's great to be here. And we're certainly looking forward to seeing the outcome of this competition.
Well, I know it's been a long journey to get to here. And I can imagine just the amount of work and effort and really lessons learned from Phase 4 to what we are here at Phase 5. Most of the people listening to this podcast kind of have an idea of the first challenge, but what were some lessons learned from Phase 4 that you've applied to Phase 5, and how has Phase 5 been different from a competitor perspective?
Sure. So, as you know, our technology is really inertial technology. It's an IMU that's attached to the leg. And in Phase 4, we did well, but there were a few areas that were challenging, like, you know, crowding or crouching. Those movements, we were not able to decode that well. So we've been scratching our heads. And what we've done, we've developed a new, more capable device for Phase 5 with 5 3-axis magnetometers. And we are leveraging much more the magnetic field capability dimension, you know, into the fusion. So we fuse all the elements from the accelerometers, the gyrometers, and the magnetometers. And in our internal testing, we were, you know, able really to support very smoothly all those movements. So it's a big improvement over the previous version of the device. And apparently it worked well. So throughout the trials, all those specific movements were transparent to us, and we were able to decode them well.
And from now, Phase 5, I know it was the prison application, it was a fire trainer, it was the hospital, it was the kind of the ruggedization test. But this time they kind of put the test a bit more with multiple people, multiple first responders in the building. Sort of talk me through sort of like, what was that like, and kind of from a development standpoint, but also kind of like, what were your findings from kind of seeing it live with having, I think at 1.4 first responders in a particular building?
Yeah, so we had developed those capabilities beforehand. We have other projects going on, not for first responder scenario, but for industry worker scenario, like tracking workers on a large petrochemical campus. And we have one specific project, which is about tracking in real time up to 2,000 workers. So tracking multiple persons simultaneously, we would be able to do that. So that was not so much of an issue. Obviously, we had other hiccups throughout the various trials, but simultaneous tracking is okay.
That's great. And Michael and Jonathan, kind of interested in your thoughts of like, what's this phase? I mean, even kind of some people that I've had this have said before, hey, paint the picture of like, what the heck is going on here? I mean, how has this Phase 5 experience been, and sort of paint the picture for those that aren't here today?
Well, it's been a really great experience. This is Michael from Business Crescendo, especially because we got the opportunity to see various use case scenarios and to see who like the users would be, because we've learned that it's probably not one device that's appropriate for every application. For example, in this phase, we had the police, there were EMS, and they have different preferences and they have different needs. Like the firefighters didn't mind an ankle-worn device. They said it was, they didn't even notice it during the intervention. But the police guy said, no, it was kind of a pain. I didn't like having something on my ankle. So we can take that information and use it. And, you know, maybe it's a small device that's just on the chest that would be more appropriate for the police case.
Yes, I fully agree with what Michael said. We have a lot of differences between two use cases right now about the battery life as well. For instance, like a policeman wants something for the whole shift, so between 12 to 14 for 25 hours, sorry. And a firefighter, like 2 hours for him is like way enough because the SCBA has 4 times less capability. So it's a great help for us to develop our like range of, you know, future range of product for every first responder.
Well, it's so great to see that you've taken that feedback, you've applied it, now we're here and you're kind of continue to learn and apply more. I mean, it's October 2023 and obviously tomorrow or maybe tomorrow they're going to be giving away these awards. And nonetheless, I expect full steam ahead from your efforts. But like, what is next? And what do you see as like the roadmap to commercialization? And again, there's been so much in this past talk of, you know, pie in the sky, you know, smoke screen with, you know, Z-axis tech isn't possible, but I've gained a lot of comfort and confidence that it actually is very much possible, but there's still a little bit of this last mile with the integration and some of the user interface. So, you know, what's next steps with commercialization and roadmap and pilot programs, things like that?
Yeah, so this is Jacques again from SysNav. So let me take that question. I think we had at least one device that performed extremely well across all three scenarios. And some of the device, we observed some drift that was unexpected. So to us, the learning here is that the technology works. And at least we had one device that consistently performed extremely well across all three scenarios. So the next step is really around driving consistency. Obviously, we're still having prototypes and not industrial products. So driving consistency across our prototypes and immediately after, industrialize the product. So going through the entire process of, you know, form factor design, usability, and then industrial manufacturing process, quality testing, so that we can manufacture hundreds or thousands of those devices with a consistent performance and, you know, the right price point.
And another point that's important is we think that SysNav will not be selling a solution directly to the firefighters. That's, of course, possible. But we think that a better solution would be to partner with someone else who is already serving the first responder community, whether that's a software company, whether that's a current supplier of apparatus or equipment, just to make everyone's life easier. And as you mentioned, integration with their existing tools and their existing software, of course, makes a lot of sense. So we're looking at establishing and building those kinds of collaborations or partnerships or seeking other ones.
And from your experiences and lessons learned, I mean, there's a lot of entrepreneurs and firefighters and first responders that listen to this podcast. You all being a team that's kind of been through the ringer and has proven tested your tech and has been tested and proven. What would your message be to both like other companies that are trying to innovate in this space or even potentially collaborate with SysNav? And then what would you say to first responders that are maybe, you know, on the fence or maybe thinking about trying to adopt new technologies? And that's for all of you.
Yeah, great question. I think there's certainly a cultural aspect. And I mean, like in any area, there will be innovators and first movers, and there will be laggards and a number of entities in between, right? So for us to focus on the innovators and the first movers, and then make sure we also evangelize and convince the other to try all the technology and deploy later on.
So a message to the innovators is, don't just keep yourself in your lab, right? If you come up with a great technological solution, which is like very sophisticated and has great performance, that's great, but you do have to keep your eyes open to the world. What are the use cases and understand the challenges of things like ruggedization, commercialization in the business channel?
And one key aspect, according to me, so back to Jonathan from SysNav, one of the key aspects is like the ergonomy. Firefighter do have a lot of constraints. They have like a lot of operational protocol to respect, and to where to take another device for them is like can be like super super annoying. So we definitely need to spend a lot of time for to do something which is not boring and firefighter friendly.
And maybe one thing we should add is this is not a closed solution. It's open, it has open APIs, and we're happy to integrate, you know, with any complementary solution. And we're working with 3AM and others and Dashi. And we're happy to integrate with any GIS system or incident management system, supervision system, to make sure that the seamless, you know, solution working. So happy to discuss with the first responders about that and see what their requirements are.
I love that and appreciate that openness and willingness. And to everyone that's listening, I'm sure you can tell we are officially in the field. We got car doors closing. We've got work trucks going around. There's other teams sort of yelling and making noise in the background. But I will say that these kind of field days are really what I live for and what makes me just love my job and being able to collaborate with innovators like you. And so I think kind of to give you all sort of maybe a last sort of kind of say it's called a mic drop in a sense, but like a question, a thought, an insight, a challenge to everyone listening. So, you know, maybe start with one of you and then you all have to say something, but any sort of like final thoughts you could leave us with.
Yeah, final thoughts. I mean, it's great to see the progress we've made, but also the other teams. So, you know, I think what's really important is progress the science, progress the technology, and progress the application of that technology in the field for the benefit of the community. So we're really excited to be in that space and participating into this effort, you know, and hopefully we have a part of it and, you know, we'll be successful.
This is Michael again. And what I've been really impressed with is the collaborative nature of this whole event. Like, obviously, the teams are competing. There's a lot of money at stake. But we're all very professional. And last night, especially, we had a pretty open discussion about who's doing what? What are the challenges? How could we work together? And I think that that's really great. And that's really important for making progress for everyone.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and all the challenges are quite super complex. Indoor location for first responder are like a capability gap number one for years and years. So we know this is a complex challenge. Yeah, and so we know we're progressing. We know we are part of the solution, and we're like just super happy, super honored to maybe one day like really save real firefighter lives.
Well, it's very admirable and brave and takes a lot of courage of what you're doing. So I thank you all. Keep doing what you're doing, and I look forward to further collaborating in the future.
Thank you, Kevin.
Until next time. Thanks for listening to today's episode. What did you think? What did you learn? Hopefully something, right? Please reach out on social media with your thoughts on this episode and any other suggestions for future content. We look forward to capturing more important stories across public safety and are here at your service.